Sorry about that. I don't know why that happened, but right. Let's get back to the conversation. I'm sorry. How long did the song play before it ended? I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh no, I was jamming out. I missed the whole end of it.
Oh really?
No, it was like 10 seconds. There's no worries.
Oh. Okay. Well, whatever. I mean.
Now we're back, and so it's okay. All cool. It's all good.
Okay. So, tell me something else.
Oh man. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I just think, you know, there's something that needs to be done in this country to kind of restore our position as the best place to live in the whole damn world, which basically means let people make their own choices. Let people be adults. See, one of the things that bothers me about the way the political environment works these days is that these people who supposedly think they're adults like to think for us and like to treat us all like children. They want to take away our rights, you know, to protect to protect children. And, you know, we're adults. We get to make our own choices. The whole point of being an adult is that you get to choose to do stuff that may be stuff that's stupid. You get to choose to make your own mistakes and learn from them, or not. But, you know, to take away that choice, you take away the ability of a person to grow. And it takes away our ability as a nation for our society to grow. It's like a parent who was raising a kid. You know, and as you raise a child, you know, you start out from total control. When you have a little baby, total control over that baby. And there's nothing that baby, no rights, nothing. And, you know, you work your way up and you give them more and more autonomy and you kind of help them grow and you help them up until eventually they become adults and they move out and then you have no control anymore. And our problem is, you know, society right now is that we're on the backwards plan. We had a lot of autonomy and we're getting less and less and less, and eventually it's going to turn us all into little kids. Yeah. I don't want to be a little kid anymore. It was fun when it was, you know, when I was, but I'm done with that now.
Do you feel less free than you did 5 years ago?
A little bit. Actually, a lot more ever since the Bush administration came in, which is kind of scary because I had a lot of friends who would tell me that, you know, back when Bush was making campaign promises, that he was promising to do a lot of free things. He was promising to, you know, let free trade happen. He was promising to not go and start fighting wars around the world. He promised to do a lot of stuff. And he's done totally the opposite. He's just screwed us all. He's gone and basically raised our prices on everything by that whole steel tariff thing to protect a couple of steel workers in Pennsylvania. George Bush essentially has made every car you buy in this country, you know, like $1,000 more expensive. That's nice of him, you know, he's gone, and instead of, you know, for someone who's going to stop doing nation building, we've managed to pursue 2 foreign actions and totally screw up Afghanistan and Iraq, because basically, as a country, we know how to blow stuff up. Yeah. If there's one thing the American Army can do, we can blow things up like nobody's business. We're the best at it.
Yeah.
We just...
That's why we don't let anybody else have weapons.
Right, because, you know, who knows, they might have weapons.
Unless we give them to them.
Yeah, well, you know, and the funny thing is that a lot of the ones Iraq had, we did give to them. But anyway, I mean, we know how to blow stuff up. We don't know how to build stuff back up. That's the problem. We can explode it, fine. But, you know, rebuilding Afghanistan, yeah, that's kind of tricky. Rebuilding Iraq without, you know, having our soldiers die all the time and having, you know, bombers show up, we're still working on that. But if we need something else blown up, you know, maybe North Korea, we can go blow it up now. I mean, you know, and we constantly shift our attention away from the interventions we do once, you know, the blowing up's done, because we have a short attention span, so we watch the bombs. We don't watch the little kids who are starving, or, you know, people without electricity, or people who are getting, you know, amoebic dysentery from bad water because we blew up their infrastructure.
I think it's hard for a lot of people to not want vengeance, especially on a day like today.
That's right, isn't it? It's September 11th. Yeah, I don't know. I think that it is probably right to feel angry and hurt when, you know, someone just blows up thousands and thousands of innocent people, and there's nothing wrong with that, and I feel the same way. What scares me is when we decide that because we're angry and hurt, we get to lash out at the first good target, even if that target is not who was responsible for our hurt and anger. It's like, you know, you walk out to a parking lot and someone has slashed your tires and written all sorts of obscenities all over your car, and you just feel really angry and you have this rage, and you see this little old lady walking across the street and she's close by, and, you know, she's got a funny look on her face, so you decide to beat her up because she's close and you can. And I think that's really what we did. That's what we did with Iraq. We picked the country that was least able to fight back, that was least popular in the world, and that was how we sort of exercised our rage. And it's childish to do that when we know that, you know, there were terrorists from Al-Qaeda who did this, and we know that that's the organization that's responsible. But instead, we go after Iraq because we can find them, yeah, and we can beat them.
Well, it's also hard to, I mean, I'm totally against the whole war thing also, but it's also hard to convince people that it was a wrong decision because Saddam Hussein is so...
He's a bad man.
Was or is.
Yeah, so either one. Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of bad people in the world. There's tons of them. If you want to really start intervening, I did relief work in Albania in 99, Albania and Kosovo. It was cool. I fed refugees. It was nice. But, you know, at the same time that we were going over there and we were spending our money and our bombs to try and mess with Kosovo, which was kind of a mess, that same time, you know, you go over to Rwanda and Sierra Leone and people are getting their arms hacked off. Little women and children are having their arms chopped off with machetes by, you know, one tribe fighting against another tribe. And we didn't feel that that was worth our money or our troops or our efforts because, you know, we have sort of a blind spot for real suffering in this country. We don't, you know, if 10,000 people get kind of pushed out of Kosovo, it's a genocide, right? So we go running off. Bill Clinton's like, yeah, we got to blow him up. We got to kick that Milosevic out of there. Well, at the very same time, literally 1 million people were killed in Rwanda, and they were hacked apart rather than just being pushed out of a country. But we didn't do anything. And we didn't do anything because, I don't know, maybe we didn't have empathy for it. And maybe going over there wouldn't have spent enough money on cruise missiles. And so maybe whoever backs Clinton, whoever's given him his cash, you know, maybe the defense companies don't really want to go to Rwanda. Maybe it's just because, you know, the people in Rwanda were black and the people in Kosovo were white. And I don't know why it was, but it's really sad how we can get so worked up about things that are so unimportant, and we can completely ignore things that are really important.
Yeah.
But we get bad media, too, so, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully the media will get better. I'm a journalism major.
Awesome. Well, as soon as you're in charge, Jen, I'm sure that we'll find out a lot more about stuff like this.
The world according to Jen. So, it will be a great land.
Damn right. Damn right.
Okay, well, let's try another song, and then we'll talk more.